SBS हिंदी।
दोस्तों, घर बैठे व्हाट्सएप और अन्य सोशल नेटवर्किंग साइट के माध्यम से बिजनेस करना, व्यापार करना आजकल एक नया ट्रेंड है। लेकिन आज हम जिस बात कर रहे हैं वो एक ऐसा बिजनेस है जो व्हाट्सएप के माध्यम से चलता है। खास निवेश बगैर के इस व्यापार में इतना पोटेंशियल है कि व्यक्ति लाखों में कमाई कर सकता है। तो क्या आप मानेंगे? अगर आपको मेरी बात पर विश्वास नहीं आता तो चलिए आपकी मुलाकात करवाती हूँ एक ऐसी बिजनेस एंटरप्रेन्योर के साथ जो इस बात को सार्थक कर रही हैं।
Hi all, this is Shanmugapriya. I'm located in Chennai. I own an online boutique called United Sarees. It's basically a reselling business with home-based women, which empowers them. So without investment, how to earn. So this is a basic business. I've been doing this for past 5 years and successfully running it with more than 3,000 women entrepreneurs. And also I have a networking page called WhatsApp resellers or entrepreneurs, which about 98k people followers who only basically do the home based saree reselling job.
Priya ka kehna hai ki agar aaj se 5 saal pehle business karne ya entrepreneur banne ke mamle mein agar Priya se baat ki hoti ya unhe bataya hota to wo is baat ya soch par has deti, lekin paristhitiyon ne kuch aisi karvat badli कि प्रिया की जो पूरी जिंदगी थी वो बदल सी गई। काफी सारी परेशानियों का सामना करना पड़ा और परिस्थिति ऐसी हुई कि प्रिया निराशा का शिकार हो गई। साथ ही में वो घर पर बैठना नहीं चाहती थी। तो किस तरह से उन्होंने ये निराशा को दूर किया?
If you have asked this question, five years back I was leading an HR and an MNC company, earning very good at pay scales thing. So, but suddenly my life has got changed after my son was born within 15 days. My mother-in-law fell sick and my husband has to travel to a different location. And within 2 months of time, my mother-in-law passed away. Just that had happened. So in India, you would know you need someone to take care of your child. So I didn't have the support. So I was I need to quit the job. Son, within 15 days, he had a bone injury in his hand. So I was totally depressed, as a life support, my husband is away, and whom I had a support, she passed away. So everything, totally a change, and I quit my career. So what am I going to do next? So this was every day I used to talk with my husband in a over call. So over a night, since he lost his mother, he used to share about his mother. So that is where my journey has started. Like my mother-in-law, she is a single woman. Where she lost her husband when my husband was 4 years old. So from the time she was doing a saree business, she used to take a stock and she used to keep it at home. And small way, she used to give it in an installment basis and get back the money. That's how she grown her 3 children. She made 3 of them to grow in a better way and professionally. They are now in a very good status and group position. So when we talk about this with my husband, I thought, why not I start this?
Priya ne apne business ki shuruaat 20,000 rupaye se ki. Wo kuch saadiyan bazaar se wholesaler se lekar aayi aur ghar par hi use bechna shuru kiya. Lekin Priya ne jitna socha tha utna aasan nahi tha business karna.
I just spent about 20,000. I took a stocks of some sarees and in a bag like that. So and then I came to home and I was just telling to my neighbors that I'm going to start all this. So initially they used to come and they used to see and they used to give the feedback that it was about 1 week. But thing is these people will not have any timing or anything. Anytime they will come in and anytime they will open everything and they will put it. But I didn't have any support to show the material to the customers. So I felt very difficult.
एक हफ्ते के बाद ही प्रिया को लगा कि बिजनेस करना उनके बस की बात नहीं है और उन्होंने यही बात अपनी दोस्त को बताई। उनकी दोस्त दूसरे शहर में रहती थी और ये जो बातचीत हुई दो दोस्तों के बीच में वही प्रिया के जीवन का टर्निंग पॉइंट बनी।
And also suddenly within a week of time, I was just discussing the same to my friend over a phone, like, no, I'm finding very difficult. I just started, but I didn't have, like, how to go about it. I didn't have any, idea or anything. So I'm going to quit kind of a thing. I was just sharing to my friend. She is the one, like she said, she was there, residing in a different location. She said to send it a photograph in a mobile. So I took her pictures and then I shared it to her in WhatsApp. So that's the turning point in my life. She saw the pictures and she ordered something and she forwarded that picture to her. So within a week of time, like some of my goods were, getting sold out. Again, I started investing and I started, adding my schoolmates and college people into that. And the sales got improved. Like all people, like they wanted to join us and
दोस्तों, अगर आपके मन में ये प्रश्न हो कि कब हम बात करेंगे कि WhatsApp का बिजनेस मॉडल कैसा होता है, क्योंकि अगर आपकी वेबसाइट है या आप सोशल मीडिया के द्वारा जब व्यवसाय करते हैं, खास करके Instagram और Facebook के द्वारा, तो वो मॉडल बहुत सारे लोगों में जाना पहचाना है. लेकिन WhatsApp बिजनेस मॉडल की बात करें तो वो अभी अभी शुरू हुआ है. तो अगर इस मॉडल के बारे में विस्तृत जानना चाहते हैं तो सुनिए प्रिया क्या कहती हैं.
I was like, used to that WhatsApp initially. I felt it is very easy medium. Since that is the period like WhatsApp was like booming. Like if you take like 3-4 years back, the WhatsApp is like, everyone like, everyone like when they get up, the first thing they do is they see WhatsApp. So what easily accessible will be the, I thought that will be my marketing strategy. So any people has to, come easily and get my product and, it should reach them easily. So that I made it very clear. So I didn't go for any app. I didn't go for any website. So many people ask me, like, you have a very good name and, why don't you create a website for selling? So I felt, I need not require that because people have their WhatsApp. Just share their number, they will get my updates every day. So I made it very easy about this. And also, like, people here in India, most of the housewives, are not very technically very good in, using websites or ordering or anything. So I thought this will be very easy for them to, know the product, everything. So what I did is every day I captured a photograph. So I do my photograph modeling, everything, like, everything I do it personally. And then I take this photograph and I have a broadcast about, 25 broadcasts. So, in every broadcast, I send the saree's picture with the detail of what it is and what is the fabric, what is the length and what is the, washing methodology. Everything I give it in very detail. And also a videograph of, opening and, the texture, everything I show it in a very closer thing. And also I give this option, like, return policy on our own, like, if they are not satisfied, they can return it very good. So this was very easy for the resellers also convince their customers. If they are not satisfied, they will just get it and send it back to us. So they get the order, resellers, whatever the photos that we send it, resellers will, pass it on to their customers and they will give the orders. We will send the sarees in the reseller name, not in Unithread sarees name. So it means like they only, online boutique and from their name we sell it. So it is easy for them to, without investment or without inventory, they do some business and they earn it. So this is the business model and this is all through WhatsApp. So everything like, every customer will have an order group in my, WhatsApp. For example, if there is 3,000 people of my customers, the 3,000 customers will have the order group. So whatever the order, they will just post it in the order group. This order group will have my staff over there. So all my 5 staffs will be there. One is the accountant, one is the inventory manager, one is the, courier person. So everyone will be there. So whatever the discussion is happening, everyone will know that. It's a common place for each customer. Whatever the discussion is happening, everyone will be in the group and they will know what is happening. So if any complaints or something, we created a group. All the complaints will go there. A complaint person, like we have a particular person allocated for resolving the complaint. So she will sit and resolve all the complaints over there. So necessary, we should have any system or software or anything. But I made this business at WhatsApp in a very good manner that I organized myself.
दोस्तों, आपको इस अंश के प्रारंभ में ही बताया था कि ये एक ऐसा business model है कि जिसके माध्यम से प्रति माह लाखों में कमाने की क्षमता है। आइए जानते हैं इस मॉडल के अर्निंग पोटेंशियल के बारे में।
It is gradually, grown, I should say. Now, I'm able to, salary the people about, six people. So, they are depending on me. So initially when I started, I'm the one, but I have people of six, and I'm being giving a salary to them. So that itself, you can see on financially how it has grown. Then I could say it in number, but you can see it like this. So being at home and I'm earning like 1.5 lakh apart from the salary that I'm giving to the people of six. So within a 5 years of time, like.
दोस्तों प्रिया का जो बिजनेस है वो है साड़ी का और वो करती है व्हाट्सएप से। सो अगर आपको ये लगता हो कि ये जो व्यवसाय है प्रिया का उसका स्कोप सिर्फ भारत तक सीमित है तो आप गलत हैं।
We do have international customers. I do supply to Australia too. There are few boutiques get it from us. In the US we have, in Netherlands we have, in Germany we have, in Sri Lanka we have, in Singapore we have many. Malaysia we have, it's a regular thing that I do.
किसी भी सफलता के पीछे संघर्ष की कहानी होती है, बात होती है मेहनत की, बात होती है लगन की। तो चलिए जानते हैं कि प्रिया कौन कौन से चैलेंजेस का सामना आज भी करती हैं।
The challenges you would have found I'm being at home sometimes, balancing my home and the personal life and and the office and my office is situation, I mean, this is in the first floor and I'm being in the down floor. So this is the first challenge and I have a 4-year-old kid. So it is always he wants me to be next to him. So connecting with the customer on time and delivering them goods, all that, that's second. Third is on the quality and the competition that is main. Like whatever the product I do it, I should find it out. It's being a very quality thing that I'm giving to the people, and that's how they come to me. In online business, once the quality is reduced, then you cannot stand again in the same place. So I'm trying hard to that, give it a very good, and also the competitive and the price. The question is there are always people, why I need to buy in an online than going to retail? So that makes sense. I have to give it in a very reasonable price and in a very good quality. That's very difficult. When we want to give a quality, we cannot do it on a price. So, but I try myself, going to different vendors and getting different quotes from the people and trying my best to give this color choice and making it trend. So if it is being a trend, then people try buying that. So that trend setting is very hard working that we need to work. These are the things, a few things that I find it. All challenges I take it as a something I work on that passionately to bring the success.
दोस्तों अब आपको एक मजेदार बात बताती हूँ। प्रिया का ये जो WhatsApp बिजनेस मॉडल से जो बिजनेस है उसकी जो पूरी बात है, उसकी जो कहानी है, वो WhatsApp के हेडक्वार्टर तक पहुंची और WhatsApp ने ये डिसाइड किया कि प्रिया के ऊपर एक वीडियो बनाया जाएगा। इसी के लिए WhatsApp ने प्रिया का संपर्क करना चाहा, लेकिन प्रिया को लगा कि ये तो कोई स्पैम है या कोई स्कैम है, तो उन्होंने शुरुआत में तो कोई प्रत्युत्तर नहीं दिया। लेकिन जब प्रिया ने सही में जाना कि WhatsApp के अधिकारी भारत आकर उनके ऊपर वीडियो बनाना चाहते हैं, तो उनकी खुशी का ठिकाना नहीं रहा।
So that was a very which I didn't expect that people will reach me from there and connect with me and say. Initially I got a call from WhatsApp from California from the head office stating they want to take in a video. But I thought it's a spam call or I didn't believe that. So I cut the call and I said I'll connect it back. So again they were trying to reach me and again the same thing was happening. So and then I said send me a mail so that I can just find it out from a mail ID whether it is true or false. So that's how it began and they sent a mail and with all the details, everything. And then I thought it, okay, it's true. Then it started. They wanted to, it was 3 days that they did a documentary. They traveled from there, a People TV from US. They came here and they captured the documentary, how the daily basis, this WhatsApp business really helping me out. How being at home, like for example, now after the call, like I'll be at home, but I'll be connecting with the people of my customer. It is not necessary that I wanted to be physically present in my office and do this work. Anywhere I travel, anywhere I'm being there, I'm able to do this job. It is just that I wanted to say whether the product is available or not, and I have to give the detail about that. So it is very easy for any woman being at home or being they wanted to engage something, but they don't find workplace is the right. But from home they can do it. So this is a very easy model I found it. So and also like when they captured all my daily from morning what I do it from to end of the day. So how I balance my personal life and the work, and how do I earn? So this is the concept they did, and it was very good.
Work from home. आपकी अनुकूलता के हिसाब से काम करिए, कम से कम निवेश के साथ काम करिए या बगैर निवेश के साथ काम करिए, अपना खुद का बिजनेस शुरू करिए, एक एंटरप्रेन्योर बनिए, खुद के साथ अन्य लोगों को भी सशक्त कीजिए। ये सारी बातें अगर एक ही मॉडल के द्वारा साधी जा सकती हैं, तो ऐसे एंटरप्रेन्योर से जब हम बात करते हैं तो उनसे कोई टिप्स या उनसे कोई अंतिम मैसेज ना ले, ऐसा तो हो ही नहीं सकता।
Initially I was hesitated, if you take like 1 year, like I was in hesitation whether I've done or not, whether my path is whether it is correct, because my graduation and profession is different, and I don't know what this was. So but I came this line, and but I felt after 1 year what I was doing is a meaningful. I was being very happy. I was fully satisfied, taking care of my family and taking care of my kids, and what I do is very, very good. And financially, I was a bit hesitated, I was not able to invest or something. But, I tried what are the things, which was not like, financially, how, I worked on that. I went to different banks and loans and all that. So, but I'm now able to be stand in a perfect place. So whatever the woman, I would say to every woman, whatever you are passionate, don't think back. Just go forward. There is a way for resolving everything. There is a solution for everything. Just go ahead. You will find something solution. So don't stop your dream. Don't hesitate your dream. Like what you dream today, try it out. Try to the maximum. Let the failure come. Yeah, let it failure. But try it out. So without trying, you cannot find a good path.
आपके विचार हमें बताएं। SBS हिंदी को फेसबुक पर लाइक करें और @SBS हिंदी को ट्विटर पर फॉलो करें।